You've got to get me out of here. 6 weeks sitting in a two-room apartment with nothing to do but look out the window at the neighbors.
You're sitting here, ready to stay for hours, at the edge of the window, at the edge of precipice. From where do you see your world? You are looking from an old Soviet apartment, lost in Ulaanbaatar, the capital of Mongolia. The bicycle parade in the distance on the open road. You hear softly the music emanating from a popular festival nearby. Accompanied by a fine rain of singing birds. Rocked by the murmur of television in the living room. There are 5 windows open. You observe life as one observes skin of a movie. You describe what happens there. Slowly.
Must have been watching out that window for hours.
Minutes after minutes. Little girl on a scooter, walking on a gray tiles. Doubled at dazzling speed by a little boy in roller skates. And she's still there. The benevolent mother, cradling her newborn, wrapped to excess in a little anorak too big for him. Do you see her? But yes, look closely. She is there. Next to the broken mirror, leaning against the wall. In this playground, hidden between the roof of houses. The park's empty today. The young woman in with the red jacket moves slowly. She goes to the market across the street. We are on the weekend and nothing dramatic happens. The 4 old women met on the same bench. They will not move throughout this day. They will remain discussing their past lives.
If you could only see yourself.
What's the matter?
Sitting around looking out at the window to kill time is one thing, but doing it the way you are with binoculars and wild opinions about every little thing you see is disease.
What, do you think I consider it recreation?
I don't know what you consider it, but if you don't stop it, I'm getting out of here.
There are no more children. There are no more shouting. Games are finished. The dark night, gradually covering the landscape. It fills slowly as falls the news. Terrible and without shame. Behind these closed shutters, there are no more dreams. We don't want to see. We want to hear the horrors perpetrated against the homosexuals in Chechnya. Sadness in their eyes. They continue to succumb to cold embrace of death. Punctual terrorist attacks against the Bohemian Youth. The fear that fills in the memories. We don't want to see. We don't want to understand. The Syrian gifts filled with sarin gas, fleeing their countries towards uncertain future. And you stay here at the edge of the window, at the edge of we are on the weekend and nothing dramatic happened.